A housing shelter in Adams is working to reprogram itself after a June fire displaced residents and uprooted its staff. The fire and subsequent water damage at the Lewison House made the building uninhabitable. With damage estimated at 50%, Executive Director Kathy Keiser says 12 people living at the transitional shelter on Old Columbia Street were displaced.
It was hard on the people who had to suddenly be moved after, you know, you're homeless and you're in a homeless shelter and, you know, you've got your home now, and then all of a sudden have a fire, and they were all over, you know, in hotels and everything.
Keiser says the 12 people have found other places to stay or have moved into the flood house in North Adams. Keiser and her staff of about 6 full and part-time workers are also moving into the former North Adams Housing Authority property that's been vacant for about 5 years.
But we're pretty sure that it's not de-letted. So at the moment, we cannot take in families with young children under 6.
Keiser says the flood house has space for 24 beds, a few more than the Lewison house, but there is much work to be done to retrofit the space with door locks and setting up phone lines and internet for office work.
Our real plan is to still move the main shelter base back to Adams, to what people think of as Lewison House. That is our plan. We're going to need help, you know, financially.
Keiser says the goal is to raise $150,000 to get the Lewison House, which is about 150 years old, back up to code and keep the flood house open. Without launching a campaign yet, already about $22,000 in donated furniture have poured in. Noting a silver lining, Keiser says the fire gives the nonprofit a chance to reprogram itself to better fit the needs of the homeless community, which she says are different than when the organization formed about 25 years ago.
Youth who are displaced, you know, from 17 through 24-year-old, ages like that. So we can also take time to look at, as we're rebuilding this, do we look at one of the two houses having an emergency shelter for individuals, emergency bed. We have funding for that, and we place those people a lot of times in hotels and other locations and help them to get to the only emergency bed shelter in Barton's Crossing in the whole Berkshire County.
The nonprofit also provides support so people don't become homeless again. Keiser plans to expand that supportive housing program, which helps people manage their finances at both locations. She and board member Mike Goodwin are hopeful the reorganization can also make the nonprofit more financially stable.
Having two strong, physically strong structures, that are in good shape, and that allows the staff for Lewison House for both sites to really focus on the programming needs and the service needs of the folks that we serve.
Lewison operates on an annual budget of $400,000, which doesn't include money for building maintenance, according to Keiser. Roughly $280,000 of that is government funding. According to the Hilltown Community Development Corporation, on any given night, 653 people are homeless in Berkshire, Franklin, and Hampshire counties. That 2016 figure is down 30% compared to last year's number, due largely to fewer people staying in hotel overflow units in Greenfield. Overall, the agency says the 2016 count is typical of the past several years. Executive Director Dave Christopoulos says the high cost of housing and the loss of manufacturing jobs are among the causes of homelessness in western Massachusetts.
But the thing that's really recently been a major problem has been the opiate epidemic. I know our shelter providers have reported that they're just inundated with people who are really struggling with opiates.
Lewison House is planning a fundraising dinner at Mingo's Sports Bar in North Adams August 11th. For more information about the nonprofit, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.